Some communities around the country are facing strained relationships between law enforcement and the African American community.
That's City Manager Reese Goad. He's interviewing St. Petersburg Assistant Police Chief Antonio Gilliam.
How do you deal with the perception and reality of these relationships? I think you've answered some of that already. Please feel free to expound upon that.
Five of my childhood friends have been murdered. Four from gun violence, one was beaten to death with a brick.
Gilliam grew up in Tallahassee, where he says drug dealers were a common sight at his bus stop. He says officers need to take a humanistic approach when dealing with criminals.
You are not, as a law enforcement officer, whether you're deputy sheriff or you're a police officer, you are not someone that's lording your authority over individuals. You're someone that's working hand in hand with the community in order to make everyone safe.
Gilliam is one of the city's final candidates. Narcotics is one of his specialties. Gilliam has also worked on the St. Petersburg Street Crimes Unit, which tries to find a solution to gun violence. The other two candidates are from Tallahassee's Police Department, Administrative Services Bureau Commander Lonnie Scott and Criminal Investigations Bureau Major Lawrence Revol.
I was born and raised here. I've never wanted to live anywhere else.
That's Major Revol. He says he wants to push a grassroots approach to community policing.
My top priority would be to improve the relationship between all aspects of our community and the Tallahassee Police Department.
Revol has worked in numerous departments, including criminal investigations, high-risk offenders, and homeland security. He also founded a task force to stop human trafficking. Commander Scott is from Miami, but he says Tallahassee has grown on him.
I love the people here. I love the fact that when you walk down the street and you speak to people, they speak to you.
Scott has been with the Tallahassee Police Department for more than 5 years. He says his priority is cracking down on gun violence.
We have to start talking with some of the people who are out there actually committing these type of offenses.
All three candidates say they would make extra efforts to reach out to Tallahassee residents. That's something the Community Partner Committee is looking for. Members asked how candidates would work with communities of color and reduce gun violence.
We just eclipsed the 1 year anniversary of a hot yoga shooting.
That's City Manager Reese Goad again.
And so we know these kind of issues have happened in Tallahassee, and we want to make sure we get the words of the candidates and their thoughts about these real serious issues.
The interviews lasted all day. The city hopes to announce its next police chief by the end of 2019. But for now, a meet and greet with the top three candidates is scheduled for November 18th. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.